Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Chapter 12, Creation of the Kumaras and Others, Text 1 and 2.
Maitreya Uvacha Iti Te Varnitakshata Kalakyak Paramatmanah Mahima Veda Garbhuta Yatasrakshin Nibodhame Maitreya Uvacha Iti te varnitakshata Kalakyak paramatmanaha Mahima veda garbhota Yata srakshin nibodame
Maitreya Uvacha
Iti te varnitakshata
Kalakyak paramatmanaha
Mahimavedagarbhota
Yata srakshin nibodame Read that first verse. Maitreya Uvacha. Sri Maitreya said, Iti, thus, te, unto you, Varnitaha, described, Kshataha, O Vidura. Kala-akhyaha, by the name Eternal Time. Paramatmanaha,
of the Super Soul.
Mahima, glories. Veda-garbhaha, Lord Brahma, the reservoir of the Vedas. Ata. Hereafter, yata, as it is, asrakshit, did create, niboda, just try to understand, may, from me, translation by Srila Prabhupada, Sri Maitreya said, O learned Vidura, so far I have explained to you the glories of the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his feature as Kala. Now you can hear from me about the creation of Brahma, the reservoir of all Vedic knowledge. Creation of Brahma means how Brahma created, according to the Sanskrit. Number two also. Sasarja greda tamisram atatamisram adikrit mahamoham cha moham cha tamas cha jnana vrittayah. You're saying right in front of me, I can't see. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Brahma first created the nescient engagements like self deception, the sense of death, anger after frustration, the sense of false ownership, and the illusory bodily conception, or forgetfulness of one's real identity. Purport. Before the factual creation of the living entities in different varieties of species, the conditions under which a living being in the material world has to live were created by Brahma. Unless a living entity forgets his real identity, it is impossible for him to live in the material conditions of life. Therefore, the first condition of material existence is forgetfulness of one's real identity. And by forgetting one's real identity, one is sure to be afraid of death, although a pure living soul is deathless and birthless. This false identification with material nature is the cause of false ownership of things which are offered by the arrangement of superior control. All material resources are offered to the living entity for his peaceful living and for the discharge of the duties of self-realization in conditioned life. But due to false identification, the conditioned soul becomes entrapped by the sense of false ownership of the property of the Supreme Lord. It is, Gord, don't distract everybody in the middle of the purport. It is evident from this verse that Brahma himself is a creation of the Supreme Lord. And the five kinds of nescience which condition the living entities in material existence are creations of Brahma. It is simply ludicrous to think the living entity to be equal with the Supreme Being, when one can understand that the conditioned souls are under the influence of Brahma's magic wand. Patanjali also accepts that there are five kinds of nescience as mentioned herein. The tendency to forget the Lord is the free will, exercise of free will of the living entity. That originates from him. But that has to be facilitated. He wants to forget Krishna. It's not easy to forget Krishna. Krishna is all attractive. Maya must exert her full force. Gord, why can't you sit down during class? Really? Total distraction. Maya has to use her full power to bewilder the living entities. And so these are the powers of illusion. Brahma is not really their creator. He's manifesting them. And just like all the other things he's going to create, he's not really, in the literal sense, the creator. He's the engineer. He's the one who makes everything appear. Just like a magician does his tricks, Brahma talks about magic wand of Brahma. The magician doesn't actually create the rabbit he pulls out of his hat. But he has a rabbit hidden somewhere under the table. It makes it look like it comes out of the hat. Brahma's got everything hidden under the table. Yeah. Including the first thing he pulls out of the hat is five kinds of illusion. They're already ready-made. They've been arranged by Prakriti. These are the powers, the energies of Prakriti. Sometimes it's divided into two, more simply. The potency to throw the living entities into illusion and then cover them. Yeah, Rikshek Patmika, Avaranatmika. The living entity not only forgets, but he doesn't want to get out. He doesn't want to get out of his illusion. That's his Avaranatmika Shakti. That he's, no matter how embarrassing and ugly and painful his situation is, he doesn't want to change it. Everyone is satisfied. He feels secure in his misery. You know, there's security in misery. And so the living entities don't want to change. They'd rather hold on to their miserly sense gratification and their holy rebellion against Krishna than just give it up and become free. Maya has to use all her tricks to keep the living entities, put and keep, throw and cover,
put them there and then keep them there. And these are her five first basic tricks. The basic powers of illusion. And they are, again, first condition of material existence is forgetfulness of one's real identity. Ishara Peshita Viparyo Asmitihi. When one turns away from Krishna, you think that you're something other than Krishna's servant. That, in effect, automatically means forgetting who you really are, because what you are is basically Krishna's servant. There may be different specific identities as Krishna's servant. You're this kind of servant or that kind of servant, but the common denominator is servant of Krishna. Jive Sarup Hoy Krishna Nicho Das. As soon as we think we're something else, then we have to forget what we really are. And we start playing the game, the role of being a material enjoyer. And we make up a specific role, identity. I am an American enjoyer, and the Iraqi enjoyers are my enemies. And therefore we have to fight. We make specific identities upon which we decide friends and enemies, desirable and undesirable things. Because I'm American, I like to eat macaroni and cheese. Yeah. Or I'm Russian, I like to eat borscht. This is just according to my material identification, specific identities. We manifest our tendency to enjoy separate from Krishna in different ways. But it's all, there's a basic common denominator of forgetting your real identity because you're thinking you're something else. Whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is. You may think you're a king or a pauper, but whatever it is, it's not Krishna's servant. And that's the first covering of illusion, forgetfulness of one's real identity, arranged very expertly, seamless. You know, you don't even see how it works. Before you know it, you're in illusion. You don't know what hit you. Just like someone sneaks up at you, on you with some, you know, hallucinogenic drug and just slips it into your lussy. You don't even know what happened to you. All of a sudden you wake up, you know, 2 days later and all your things are gone. The second condition, by forgetting one's real identity, one is sure to be afraid of death. Bayam dviti, this is actually the same thing said. Bayam dviti abhiniveshitak, syad isha de peshija viparyasanti. Although the order is inverted. Fear is mentioned first in the 11th canto verse. Here it comes second. Because of forgetting one's real identity, one becomes afraid. And what are you afraid of? Afraid of dying, destruction. Because that's what's going to happen. If you're identifying with something other than your real self, then you're identifying with something temporary. And that something temporary, whatever it is, your nice, modern body with all the equipment, or else whatever you identify with, your country, your philosophy, it's not going to last. It's temporary and it's going to die. And therefore you experience fear of that death. Even if you're Lord Brahma, you have to consider that you're going to die at a certain time. Although a pure living soul is deathless and birthless, still that fear of death is the second trap of Maya, illusion. And it says this false identification with material nature is the cause of false ownership of things. So, griham, grab it while you can. Griham means from the verb grab. So when you grab something for yourself and put a wall around it, that's your house. Yeah, it's a pile of bricks because that's, you know, what you decide to do. Someone else, you know, digs a hole in the ground instead. Some crazy person decides not to build a pile of bricks but digs a hole in the ground and lives in that. Whatever it is, it's a griham. It's what he's grabbed for himself. because of fear of death. Because of fear that it's going to be taken away from you, you've got to put a wall around it and build a fortress so that Yamaraj, you know, can't get in. The door's locked. That's the third thing. What else do we have here? All material resources, okay. But due to false identification, the conditioned soul becomes entrapped by the sense of false ownership. That's the third, I think. Anyway, I'm not sure if I have them all right here. Oh, actually, here. Here's the five, according to the verse. Sense of death comes first. Anger upon frustration. Ownership of enjoyable things. Illusory conception. Darkness and self-knowledge. Anyway, these are the illusions. Different basic manifestations, and then they have uncountable varieties. And that's what we're... all the history of the world, all of the psychiatry, all of the religion is just based on analyzing and trying to solve the complications of all these illusions. But we can just forget about all this material history, material psychology, material religion, dharma, projata, kaita, votra, and just get to the root of the problem, that we forgot Krishna. Remember Krishna? And all the illusion just disappears. Just like Dhruva Maharaj was being attacked by the Yakshas, or he was attacking them, and they were, to defend themselves, they were manifesting all sorts of magic illusions. Lions jumping out of the sky, you know, showers, rainfall of weapons falling on his head, you know, demons with spears, with Trishulas attacking him, and all that. But it was all illusory. So by remembering Vishnu, Prithu was able to dispel the illusion. It all disappeared.
Prithu or Dhruva?
Dhruva, Prithu, both of them actually, I think. But I don't know if I remember about Prithu. Anyway, Dhruva. Dhruva, right. Prithu also had some fight with Yakshas or somebody. He also said a similar thing. Niyaharamiva Bhaskaraha. Vindunvanti, carts need it. All the illusion is dispelled. Just as the sun removes the fog in the sky, the morning haze is dispelled by the heat and light of the sun, especially the heat. The water vapor in the air that causes all this haze, this fog of the morning. When the temperature rises due to the presence of the sun, the air warms up and the water vapor is evaporated. And the clouds, the fog, goes away. Like that, all the illusions of material existence go away by the transcendental heat, the power of pure devotional service, of remembrance of Krishna. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada came to our world with the program of Krishna consciousness. Just be conscious of Krishna, and all your problems will go away. Not automatically, but they will. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments?
Okay, so we'll talk about Lord Shankaran this afternoon.